From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. China's President Hu Jintao is spending his first full day in Washington, D.C. on a four-day state visit. NPR's Jackie Northam says he will start the day with an arrival ceremony at the White House, including a 21-gun salute.
It will be a busy day for President Hu, starting with a round of meetings at the White House, then with American and Chinese business leaders. Presidents Hu and Obama will take questions from U.S. and Chinese journalists. It's an unusual occurrence. President Hu rarely does freewheeling press conferences. The day will end with a lavish state dinner at the White House. President Obama hosted a smaller dinner for his Chinese counterpart on Tuesday, the idea being that the more intimate setting would help foster better relations between the leaders and their countries. Still, analysts say they don't expect any major breakthroughs or big announcements during Hu's four-day visit. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Watching the unrest in Tunisia, Arab leaders meeting in Egypt today are expected to commit to a proposed $2 billion program to boost troubled economies that prompted widespread protests over high unemployment and rising prices. The leaders are meeting at the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The idea of the fund was first suggested by Kuwait back in 2009 during an economic summit, but has been slow to catch on. After being battered by fuel prices and the recession, the airline industry staged a comeback last year. As NPR's Brett Neely reports, revenues were up across the board.
The industry's trade group, the Air Transport Association, said domestic travel revenue rose 6% in 2010. Much of the increase is due to higher fares. It's the first year since 2006 that the industry's revenues rose every month of the year. Revenues from international travel jumped 16%, and cargo traffic is also up. But there is a storm cloud on the horizon for airlines. Oil prices are once again above $90 a barrel. That could cut into profits unless the airlines hike their fares even higher. Brett Neely, NPR News.
House Republicans are ready today to call a vote on the repeal of President Obama's signature health care overhaul that became law back in March. It is a vote that energized conservative voters during the elections and is expected to pass in the House, but will likely die in the Senate, where Democrats still have the majority rule. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut is expected to announce today that he will not seek a fifth term. Lieberman became an independent in 2006 after losing the Democratic primary election. He angered many in his former party by backing Republican presidential candidate John McCain in 2008. Reports say Lieberman will announce his decision later today in Stamford. Asian markets rose today to their highest level since May of 2008, led by earnings reports from Apple and IBM. The dollar index, which measures the greenback against a number of major currencies, fell to a two-month low. Japan's Nikkei ended the day up 0.4%. This is NPR News. A teenager in Los Angeles could be facing assault charges today after a gun went off inside his backpack when he dropped it yesterday at Gardena High School. Doctors treated a 15-year-old boy for a gunshot wound in the neck and a 15-year-old girl who suffered a skull fracture and a major blood clot. The girl remains in critical condition. Police say it's plausible that the shooting was an accident, but the boy should never have brought a loaded handgun to the school. The Atlanta Public Schools are now on probation after a review by a school accrediting agency. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the district has 9 months to turn things around.
The accrediting agency says the actions of board members have eroded public trust and confidence. Meetings have become dysfunctional, divisive, and ineffective. Among the problems, the district needs to choose a new superintendent this year, and morale is low as a state investigation into cheating on standardized tests continues. Mark Elgart with Advanced Ed, the accrediting agency, says violations must be addressed.
This is designed to improve the school system. The board and the system have a choice here.
Elgart says personal agendas must be set aside and positive actions taken for the system to move forward. The district has until September to make changes or risk losing accreditation. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Lee Harvey Oswald's brother is suing a Texas funeral home and a California auction house over the sale of Oswald's coffin. 76-year-old Robert Edward Lee Oswald says he believed the water-damaged wooden coffin was destroyed after the presidential assassin's body was exhumed over conspiracy theories in 1981 surrounding President John F. Kennedy's death. Another coffin was used for the reburial. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.